بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. الحمد لله. Today this is going to be our session number 12, reading from lessons in Arabic language. Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. And we're going to be continuing with lesson in this 12th session. We're going to be continuing with lesson 21. and before we get into the topic for today or into the lesson for today, I just want to make a note that unfortunately, because this time of year, the times of the prayer are changing all the time. So, every period of time when the time of the prayer has changed from, you know, half an hour difference, then it's going to be necessary to change the time of the class. Yani, because the class is going to be after the Asr prayer. Just like the other class, the level 2 review class is after the Dhuhr prayer. So with the change in the time of the prayers, then the time slot for the class is also going to be modified. And we're only going to do that, yani, when it's necessary. I'm going to try to avoid it as much as possible, but we will be from time to time, not every week, but maybe every month or every other month or 6 weeks or whatever. I don't know how long it's going to be, but we will be changing the time. Okay, so that being said, I just want to mention that so the people are aware that there is a need to change the time due to the time change in the times of the prayer. So I have to get to the masjid and get back from the masjid and start the class after the salat. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khair. Today we have a big lesson. We're going to have a quick review of the English key points 9 and 10, which we covered last week. Yani the first 8 points, we're going to skip them for today and just cover the points that we covered last week, 9 and 10, the Bedl and the Masdar Mu'awwal on pages 93 to 95. And then a quick review of the particles that resemble the verb. Yani al-ahruf al-mushabbahatu bil-fi'l. Yani inna wa akhawatuha, also from the English key on pages 95 to 97. And then we're going to go to where we left off in the lesson. Last week we were unable to do the Arabic dialogue or any of the exercises. Alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, after the quick review of the points of the English key that we covered last week, 9 and 10, and the particles that resemble the verb, we're going to do the Arabic dialogue and attempt to do the first 7 exercises. The first 7 exercises. And in the following session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll complete the remaining exercises and going on to the next lesson. Okay. So, a quick review of the points 9 and 10 that we covered last week on the bottom or the bottom half of page 93 of the English key for lesson 21. We have point number 9. We have learned the Bedl in lesson 1. For example, Aina akhuka Hashimun. Where is your brother Hashim? So this Bedl, this type of Bedl, is one of the 4 types of Bedl. We were introduced to this type in lesson 1. So in this sentence, or in this question, Aina akhuka Hashimun, Hashim is the Bedl. It's the word that substitutes for another word. And the word that is substituting for al-mubdal minhu is akhuka. This type of Bedl is the first type that we're going to mention of the 4 types of Bedl. The Bedl, the total Bedl, full Bedl, where the Bedl, the substitute, is exactly the same as the thing that is substituting for, the mubdal minhu. So Hashim is the name of akhuka. Yeah, his name is Hashim. So akhuka and Hashim represent the same thing. This is what is called a total Bedl, full Bedl. Before we go on to the 4 types of Bedl, just in brief, because this is just a quick review, I want to mention, yani, what I should have mentioned last week, I think I did, a summary of what is Bedl. The Bedl, or the substitute, is the second word or the second expression in a pair. Yani, there's a pair of words or a pair of expressions. The Bedl, the substitute, is the second one of them. And it has one of 3 functions. It either clarifies something in reference to the mubdal minhu, the thing that is substituting for it, either clarifies it, as it is in this case, yani the name Hashim clarifies what is intended by akhuka, brings clarification. or it specifies, as in the case of the second type of bezel, the partial bezel, it specifies exactly which part of that whole thing is intended here. Or as in the bezel ishtimal, the third type, it specifies what is intended, yani, by the mubdal minhu, what aspect of it is intended, yani, something that has a relationship to it. Or the third possibility is that it corrects the first word. It corrects, yani, what was stated first, yani, mistakenly or forgetfully or whatever, it corrects it. So, the bedel is the second word or expression in a pair of two. It either clarifies, as in the first type of bedel, the total bedel, or it specifies, as in the second or third type, the partial bedel and the bedel ishtimal, or it corrects, yani, what was stated the first time, as in the fourth type of bedel, dissimilar bedel, or bedel ghalat, bedel of mistake, alright? So, with that being said, just quickly, the four types of bedel. The first type of bedel is what is called bedalu al-kulli, the whole of it, min al-kulli, from the whole of it. Yani total, yani substitute. It's also known as bedel al-mutabiq, yani because they're both the same thing. The second type of bedel is partial bedel. And we already gave an example of the first type, right? Yani, ayna akhuka Hashim. The second type of bedel is the partial bedel. In Arabic, it's called bedalu al-ba'di, the part of something, min al-kulli, from the whole of it. It's a part of the whole. This type of bedel requires that it actually be a real part of the whole, the thing that is it is, yani, mentioned as a substitute for. It must be a real part of that whole thing. And it also must have a pronoun that refers back to the whole, to the mubdal minhu. Example of this, akaltu ad-dajajata nisfaha. I ate the chicken half of it. So the half of the chicken is a real part of the whole. But here it's clarifying, I ate the chicken, it's clarifying what? That I ate half of the chicken. The third type of bedel is bedel al-ishtimal, comprehensive bedel. This type of bedel also must have a pronoun that goes back to the original, mubdal minhu. It goes back to it, but it must not be the same as it, the whole of it, or a part of it. It must be something that has a relationship to it, and this type of bedel is also for clarification. Yani when a person uses this type of bedel, then they refer to something, and then they clarify that they mean something that is related to it. It's not the same thing, it's not even a part of it, but it has some relation to it. The example they gave us here is أعجبني هذا الكتاب أسلوبه. Yani, I like this book, its style. So, I like this, the book is the مبدل منه. But, أسلوب, yani, its style is not a physical, real part of the book. It's not the whole of the book, but it has a relationship to the book. Yani, it's some aspect of the book, yani, its style. So it clarifies. When a person says, I like this book, I was amazed by this book, then the clarification is meaning, I like its uslub, its style. Again, this type of bedel requires that there is a pronoun in the mubdal, in the bedel, uslubuhu. That pronoun, who, goes back to al-kitab, the mubdal minhu. And also, the bedel, in this case, and in each of these cases, the bedel has the same hukum, yani in terms of i'rab, excuse me, has the same hukum as the mubdal minhu, as we saw in the example so far. the fourth type of bedel is bedel al-mubayinu, dissimilar bedel, yani the bedel is actually something completely different than the thing it is substituting for, the mubdal minhu. It's completely different, as in the example they gave us. A'atini al-kitaba al-daftara. Give me the book, I mean the notebook. Alright, so the notebook is something completely different. It's not a part of, it's not the whole of, it's not the same as, and it's not even an aspect of the kitab. It's something completely different. That's why it's called al-mubayinu. Yani, dissimilar. Al-bedal al-mubayinu. Dissimilar bedal. It's also known as bedal al-ghalat or al-nisyan, meaning the substitute that is a substitute for something that was a mistake, ghalat, that a person said mistakenly or forgetfully, or a person said something intentionally and changed their mind and wants to replace it with something else. So these are the four types of bedel that we covered last week. And just quickly, what remains, yani in summary, The noun for which the bedel is a substitute is called the mubdal minhu. Yani the original thing that is being substituted for is the mubdal minhu, and the bedel is the substitute. From the rules of the bedel and mubdal minhu, the bedel need not agree with the mubdal minhu in being definite or indefinite. It has the same i'rab, but it doesn't have to agree with it. It may or may not agree with it in being definite or indefinite. Also, and they give examples for all of these things, we're just doing a quick summary. The bedel and mubdal minhu may both be nouns, or they may both be verbs, or they may both be sentences, or they may be different from one another. Yani one being a noun, one being a sentence, or vice versa. Okay, that's the summary of the bedel. The point number 10 is in reference to a new type of masdar mu'awwal that we didn't have before. And the example they gave us is, and it's the bedel that is the particle n, not n, as we saw before, but n, and it's ism, and it's khabar. The example they gave us is, yabdu annahu munawwimun. It seems, it appears, as though it is sleep-inducing. That is munawwim, it causes a person to sleep. In this sentence, the masdar mu'awwal annahu, anna, plus its ism, the pronoun hu, and plus its khabar, munawwimun, anna, and its ism and fi'l, this is a masdar mu'awwal. This masdar mu'awwal is the fi'l of the verb yabdu. Yabdu, annahu munawwun. It appears as though it is sleep-inducing. You have already learned one type of masdar mu'awwal, which is made up of n, the particle n, fat, yani, hamza with fatta and noon with sukoon, plus a mudari verb. This particle n, plus a mudari verb is a type of masdar mu'awwal, as in the example, uridu an akhruja. I want to go out. Or uridu, yani the masdar mu'awwal may be replaced by a masdar, yani uridu al khuruj, or khuruji. Now, so in this number 10, we are giving a different type of masdar mu'awwal that we didn't have before, and that is the masdar mu'awwal, which is made up of anna with shadda on the noon, and its ism and its khabar, and they gave us examples of that. The second thing that we want to review quickly from the English key, lesson 21, that we covered last week in detail, are the particles that resemble the verb. In Arabic, it's known as al-ahruf, yani the plural of harf. Al-ahruf al-mushabbahatu bil-fi'li, yani the particles that resemble the verb in two ways. These particles are six, inna wa anna wa ka'anna, وَلَكِنَّ وَلَيْتَ وَلَعَلَّ. They are also called إِنَّ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. And originally we learned them as إِنَّ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Now we are referring to them by another name, that is الأحرف المشبهة بالفعل. المشبهة بالفعل, يعني the particles which resemble the verb. They resemble the verb in two ways. One, in their meaning, and two, in their grammatical function. In their meaning, for example, إِنَّ وَأَنَّ mean I emphasize, ka'anna I liken, lakinna I correct, later means I wish, la'alla means I hope or I fear. And second, they resemble the verb in meaning, they have meanings of verbs, their meanings are the meaning of a verb, and secondly in their grammatical function, for just as the verb renders its maf'ulun bi, mansub, in the same way these particles render their ism. These particles render their ism, the ism of inna or enna or whichever one, yani it makes it mansoob. And then they went into the meanings of these particles, inna wa enna is for emphasis, tawqeed, ka'anna is for resemblance, tashbih or dhan, having doubt about something, lakinna signifies correction, in Arabic al-istidraq, later signifies a wish, tamanni, yani wishing for something that is yani impossible or yani nearly impossible. La'alla signifies hope and fear. From the rules related to this, yani, is that these particles, inna wa akhawatuha, or al-ahruf, al-mushabbaha bil-fi'l, are used with a mubtada and khabar. This is something we learned already. And they render the mubtada, which now becomes ism inna, they make it mansoob. And after the introduction, the mubtada is known as ism inna, and the khabar is known as khabru inna. The point is that these particles make their ism, which was the khabar, they make it mansoob. Unlike the mubtada, this is a special rule, unlike the mubtada, the ism of inna may be indefinite. and still come first. And still come first, not reversing the order. If the khabar of inna is a verbal sentence. If the khabar is a verbal sentence, then the ism of inna and its akhwat could be indefinite and still come first. Yani, this is in reference to what? In reference to the, if the khabar of inna is a verbal sentence, a jumla ismiya. Also, just like the khabar of a regular sentence, the khabar of inna may be mufrad, a single word, jumla, a verbal sentence or a nominal sentence, or shubha jumla, yani a prepositional phrase or an adverbial phrase, and they give examples of all five of these. Then, in terms of its rules, they go on to say, if the khabar is a shubha jumla, if the khabar is a shubha jumla, it may precede its ism. It may come first. Now, the normal rule is that the mubtada comes first and the khabar comes second. So when you introduce inna to the sentence and you have ism inna and khabaru inna, in this case, the khabar, which normally would come second, the khabar of inna, if it is a shubha jumla, yani a prepositional phrase or adverbial phrase, it may precede the ism of inna. It may come ahead of it, and they give examples of this. And if the ism of inna is definite, then this is optional. Yani that the khabar can precede it or it may not precede it. Either one is okay. But if the ism of inna is indefinite, then the reversal of the order, the shubha jumla coming first, is compulsory. Yani, meaning, if the khabar of inna or any of its akhawat is a shubha jumla, if the ism of inna is definite, you can reverse the order. Make the ism inna come first or the khabar of inna come first. But if the ism of inna is indefinite and the khabar is a shubha jumla, then the order must be reversed. The khabar comes first and the ism inna that's indefinite must follow secondly. The last point that we covered last week is that the ism of layta, one of the akhawatu inna, layta, the ism of layta, if the ism of layta is a pronoun of the first person singular, ya al-mutakallim, if the ism of layta is a pronoun and it's the first person singular pronoun, the ya al-mutakallim, e, it is compulsory with layta if the pronoun, if the ism of layta is a pronoun, the first person singular pronoun, it's compulsory to use noon al-wiqaya with it. It's compulsory to use noon al-wiqaya if the ism of layta is the first person singular pronoun ya al-mutakallim. With the other particles, inna wa anna wa ka'anna wa lakinna, it's optional to use the noon al-wiqaya or not to use it. And as far as with la'alla, it is not used with la'alla. The noon al-wiqaya is not used with la'alla. Yani, it is rarely used, but for the general rule is that it's not used with la'alla, and it's compulsory to use it with later, they are the opposite, and with the others, it's optional. And that's what we covered last week in terms of the points 9 and 10 of the English key and the particles that resemble the fi'l. Okay, with that, we want to go to what we were supposed to cover last week, that is the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, and also take the first 7 exercises. So last week, any of the time ran out before we could go into the dialogue, so we're going to do it today, the Arabic dialogue on page 178 and 179, and then we're going to try to do the first 7 exercises, and the remaining exercises we'll take in the following session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, I guess here I'll make a note. And that is that, as a reminder, the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson has a number of purposes. Number one, it's going to be composed of the grammatical rules that are covered in this lesson, in addition to rules from other lessons may also be represented. There may be examples of other rules, but definitely the rules that are new for this lesson are going to be in the Arabic dialogue. So for that reason, when we're reading the Arabic dialogue, we should be looking for those new rules that we are learning new for this lesson, as well as, yani, making sure that we know the old rules that we've taken before. The second purpose is that the Arabic dialogue is going to introduce new vocabulary words. It's going to introduce new vocabulary words. So we should be also looking through that lesson to identify new vocabulary words. And making sure that we know them. And even though the English key doesn't give us a listing of vocabulary words, at this point, yani we're at the end of the study of you know, the Medina books, this is the last level. So at this point, a person should be yani able to search for the meanings of words in the dictionary. In any case, there are PDF files that people have made with the vocabulary from the level 4 course, level 3 and level 4 course. Some of them are just a general glossary of vocabulary words for the book. Some of them are made up into vocabulary words for each chapter. So if a person doesn't have that PDF, please send us an email to mab93044@gmail.com. mab93044@gmail.com. And if you are already registered in the class, we have your email and we're sending you emails with the homework assignments, then that's the email that we normally use. You can just send it there. If you are listening in and you are not actually yani on our email list, then you can just send us an email to mab93044@gmail.com and we'll send you the PDF file with the vocabulary that gives vocabulary words, old and new vocabulary words for the lesson. So it's a lot of vocabulary words, but some of them, yani a lot of them are old words that we've had before. Nonetheless, somebody has compiled yani a vocabulary listing for each of these chapters. If you need that, you can go back to it. Otherwise, and if you become familiar with the use of the dictionary and know how to use it well, class, you can just go to the dictionary, and that would be good practice. Okay, so two things that we want to look at in the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. Number one, the new grammatical rules. Number two, the new vocabulary. The third benefit of the dialogue is that a person sees some of these expressions and words in the context of a conversation, so that we can begin to learn how to express ourselves to say different types of things from these Arabic dialogues. Okay, let's go into the dialogue. And I have numbered my dialogue here because we need to go back to the text for one of the questions. I've numbered it, each line, every line, even if it's the beginning of a new line or it's the continuation of a previous line, even if it has only one word or two words on that line, I've numbered every line on the first page of the dialogue, page 178, numbers 1 through 16. So there are actually 16 lines. Some of them are the continuation of a previous line. Some of them only have one or two words on it. Every line is numbered. And likewise, on the second page, 179, I numbered every single line, numbers 1 through 17. So if the lines are numbered, when we have to go back to the text, it's easy for me to go directly to the places that I want to look at, just by referring to it as line number 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Instead of you counting those lines, if you just number them, 1 through 16 on the first page and 1 through 17 on the second page, it will be helpful to you, yani, when we do an exercise where we have to go back to this dialogue, which is going to be exercise number 2. Now, it's going to be our second exercise. So if it's numbered, it will definitely be easier for me and for you to follow me. All right, let's read from page 178, Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna, the 21st lesson. The teacher, and this is a discussion between the teacher and some of his students, Hamid and Mas'ud and Abu Bakr and Umar and Abbas and others, Ali. The teacher begins the conversation, Amma tatasa'aluna ya ikhwanu. About what? Amma tatasa'aluna. What are you asking each other about, O brothers? So the first word that we want to look at here is tatasa'aluna. It's from the bab tafa'ala, and it's a mudari verb. So it's one of the verbs, an example of the verb from this particular bab. The bab tafa'ala. One of the students, Hamid, says, نتساءل عن الامتحان كيف يكون أسهلة تكون الأسئلة أم صعبة أنستطيع أن ننجح بتقدير ممتاز أم لا. So Hamid says, what are we asking each other about? We are asking, نتساءل عن الامتحان, about the examination, كيف يكون, how will it be, أسهلة تكون الأسئلة, will the questions be easy, أم صعبة or difficult, أنستطيع أن ننجح بتقدير ممتاز أم لا, are we able to pass the test with a grade of ممتاز, excellent or not. This is the questions that are going back and forth between the students. The teacher says, اطمئنوا يا إخوانو, calm down, take it easy. اطمئنوا يا إخواني, سيكون الامتحان سهلا إن شاء الله. The examination will be easy إن شاء الله. Teacher goes on to say in line 5, راجعوا الدروس وتعاونوا ولا تتكاسلوا. Review the lessons and cooperate, help one another, and do not be lazy. And here in this line 5 we have وَتَآوَنُوا and وَلَا تَتَكَاسَلُوا. Both of these are from the باب تفاعل. يعني تعاونوا is a command form. وَلَا تَتَكَاسَلُوا is a يعني مضارع form. تعاونوا يعني cooperate with one another. ولا تتكاسلوا and do not يعني be lazy. نعم, line 6, مسعود says نحن خائفون يا أستاذ, قضينا السنة كلها في اللحو واللعب. يعني we are fearful, خائفون, we are all in fear, O teacher. قضينا السنة كلها, we have spent the whole year in لحو واللعب, in amusement and play. يا ليتنا اجتهدنا طوال العام وطوال العام, يعني with فتح and كسرة, طوال وطوال both are correct. We have يعني يا ليتنا, I wish, oh would that we had اجتهدنا, struggled and strived and made an effort throughout the whole year, طوال العام, كما نجتهد الآن قبيل الامتحان, just as we are يعني striving and making a tremendous effort now, just before قبيل الامتحان, just before the exam, يعني right now, just before the exam, now we are really working hard. With that, we wish that we had been working hard from the beginning. Now, so there's nothing in this kalam here from the verbs of this chapter, but ya laytana, naam, the particle layta, laytana, is from yani the particles of inna wa akhawatuha, naam, and here we see that it is preceded by ya, and this yani the particle later being preceded by ya is sometimes accompanying it, ya later. I'm in line number 8. The teacher says akunu mutafailina, yani you all be optimists, be optimistic, متفائلين, ولا تكونوا متشائمين, and do not be pessimist, do not be pessimistic, يعني be optimistic, يعني have a good hope, يعني in a good end, and don't be pessimistic, thinking يعني things are going to be bad. لا داعي للخوف, there's no reason for you to be in fear. لا داعي للخوف, this لا داعي is يعني لا النافية للجنس, and this was covered in a point that we didn't review today, point number 3 of the English key that we covered يعني in the previous sessions. لا داعي للخوف, there is nothing there's no reason for you to have fear. And the ism of La and Nafi Lil Jins is going to be mansoob, or it's going to have whatever makes that word, the ism of La and Nafi Lil Jins, whatever would have made it mansoob, whatever sign would be the sign of it being mansoob before La and Nafi Lil Jins, then it's mabniyun on that. So in this case, yani the word da'i, yani if it was without La and Nafi Lil Jins, if it was in a position where it's mansoob, the sign of it being mansoob would be fatha, so it's mabniyun on fatah. You can go back to the English key point number 3 to refresh your memory concerning this point. Perhaps next week, inshallah, we'll do a quick review or a quick summary of all of the points of the English key. So the teacher says, be optimistic, all of you, be optimistic and do not be pessimistic. There's no reason for you to have fear. فَإِنَّكُمْ تُلَّابٌ مُجْتَهِدُونَ. For indeed you are all, yani, diligent students, hard-working students. Walhamdulillah, and the praise belongs to Allah. Yani for the fact that you are all diligent students. La budda min athiqati, and I'm just going to read the text as it is. La budda min athiqati bi anfusikum. Yani it is necessary that you have some trust or faith in yourselves. Here there's a pause, and then yani the teacher goes on to say, ma laka tatasha'abu. I'm sorry, مَا لَكَ تَتَثَاءَبُ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. مَا لَكَ تَتَثَاءَبُ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. What is wrong with you? Why are you yawning, O Abu Bakr? Okay, I'm going to stop there on line 10 and go back to the previous statement. The teacher said, لَابُدَّ مِنَ الثِّقَةِ بِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Yani it is necessary that you all have some trust or some faith in yourselves. And I would say Islamically, yani the idea of a person having thiqah in his own self is not a correct view in Islam. But rather, the Muslim has thiqah billahi, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any our trust is in Allah, not in ourselves. So, any, of course, the intent probably here is that the teacher is saying, think good of yourself. That's one thing. But al-thiqah, yani, is from the acts of worship, yani, that's connected to, yani, i'timad ala Allah. Yani that a person depends upon and relies upon Allah alone, not upon yourself. Yani that you are great or have some ability, rather success is with Allah alone. A person works hard, they utilize the means to achieve the goal, and then they don't put their trust in their self or in their hard work or in their study. They work hard because these are the means to achieve, and then they put their trust in Allah, who is the only one that can guarantee the success of your efforts. Now, in line number 11, Abu Bakr answers the teacher. He said, "Yani, what's with you? Why are you yawning?" He says, "Tanawaltu dawa'an ba'da al-futur," or al-fatur, and both of them with fatah and dhamma are correct. He said, "I have taken some medication after breakfast, yabdu annahu munawwimun, and it appears as though it is sleep-inducing, yani that it's causing sleep." And here, let me just back up a little bit to line 10. Malaka tatatha'abu, ya Abu Bakr, tatatha'abu is also from the bab tafa'ala. It's one of those verbs from the bab tafa'ala, yani a mudari verb. Going back to the previous line or the next line, Abu Bakr. Yani he said, "I have taken some medication after breakfast, and it appears as though it's sleep-inducing." Here we want to note that this expression here, yabdu annahu munawwim. Annahu munawwim is a masdar mu'awwal, second type of masdar mu'awwal. Anna plus its ism. Its ism is the pronoun hu, and its khabar is the word munawwimun. So this is a masdar mu'awwal, and this masdar mu'awwal is the fa'il of the verb yabdu. And you can go back for the details of this. We reviewed it today, but it's in the English key point number 10. Line number 12, the teacher says, idhab ila ghurfatika wastari. He says to Abu Bakr, go to your room and rest. The next line, 13, is just telling us, yakhruju Abu Bakr. Yani Abu Bakr is going out of the classroom, yani to return to his room to rest. The next line, 14, Umar says, ya ustaz, inna hadaini At-talibaini yatashajarani da'iman. O teacher, these two students are quarreling or disputing, daiman, all the time. And this word, yani yatashajarani, is a mudari form from the bab tafa'ala, as is in the statement of Abu Bakr in line 11 that I forgot to mention, tanawaltu dawa'an. Tanawaltu is a past tense verb from the bab tafa'ala as well. So, Umar says, Ya Ustaz, inna hadhini talibaini yatashajarani daiman arju an tansahahuma. Yani they are always disputing. I hope, I request that you advise the two of them. Tansahahuma. The teacher says, and this is the last line of page 178, the teacher says, Lima attashajuru ya hamidun. Why is all of this disputing and arguing? And this is not a verb form, it's a master. Tashajuru, but it's from a master from the bab, tafa'ala. Why all of this disputing? Why is this disputing and arguing? Oh, Hamid, turning to page 179, and again I numbered the page 179, each line, I numbered them from 1 through 17. In the first line, Hamid says, Inna abasan yaqulu li da'iman ya a'awaru. Yani, why is this arguing and disputing? Hamid says, because Abbas is always saying to me, oh, one-eyed one, ya a'awaru. Abbas then responds and says, Hu yaqulu li? Ya araju. Yeah, and he's always saying to me, O lame one. Yani the one who is lame, who yani is limping. And then the teacher says to both of them, La yajuzu hadha ya akhawayya. This is not permissible, O my two brothers. Yani the original form of akhawayya is akhawaini. The original form is akhawaini. But when the pronoun ya al-mutakallim is added to it as a mudaf ilayhi, then yani the dual words akhawain, yani when they have a suffix added as a mudaf ilayhi, they lose the noon. So akhawaini became akhawai with ya al-mutakallim akhawayya. Tayyib, la yajuz hadha ya akhawayya, this is not permissible, O my two brothers. Ama sami'tuma qawluhu ta'ala fi surah al-hujurat. Yani did not you hear, the two of you, did not you hear the saying of yani Allah ta'ala, the Most High, in surah al-hujurat? And here the word, the verb ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, is also yani a past tense verb from the bab tafa'ala, just as is tabaraka. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, both of them are past tense verbs from the bab tafa'ala. Did you not hear, the two of you, did you not hear the saying of Allah the Most High in Surah Al-Hujurat, yani in the 49th surah, 11th ayat, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not insult one another, yani بِالْأَلْقَابِ, with offensive names. The teacher goes on to say, and here is the word تَنَابَزُوا, yani is a mudari verb from the bab تَفَاعَلَ. التنابزو, yani this is the master from the same verb, التنابزو, yani insulting one another with offensive names. هو أن يدعو بعضنا بعضا بلقب السوء. Yani what is this تنابز? It is that some of us yani call others of us with لقب السوء, yani with evil names, evil nicknames, like O one-eyed one, O lame one, and so on. لا ينبغي للمسلمين أن يتنابزوا. It is not befitting, it is not proper for the Muslims to insult one another with offensive nicknames. And here again we have a mudari verb, يتنابزوا, yani from the bab تفاعل. In the next line, 6, the teacher goes on to say, why is it not befitting of the Muslims to do so? فَقَدْ نَهَانَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ وَسَمَّاهُ فُسُوقًا. He said, because Allah has prohibited us. Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ, the Blessed and the Most High. And these are from the bab تَفَعَلَىٰ. Allah, the Blessed and the Most High, نَهَانَ, He has prohibited us, عَنْهُ, from this thing, yani التنابز. وسماه, and Allah has called it or named it فسوقا, yani He has named it فسوق, because He said what? ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. نعم. He says, because it's يعني فسوق, it's sinful, it's evil, it's disobedience to Allah. وسماه فسوقا. فتوبا in the dual form. فتوبا إلى الله واستغفراه. And also in the dual form, يعني repent to Allah, and both of you repent to Allah, and both of you seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In line 8, Hamid and Abbas both say, Natubu ilallahi wa nastaghfiruhu. And we repent to Allah and we seek His forgiveness. In line 9, the teacher says, Awaddu an tatasafaha. Yani, I would like, or I would love that the two of you shake hands with one another. And this, yani, verb, tatasafaha, is the dual, yani, mudari form from bab, tafa'ala. And then after a pause, yatasafahani, yani, there's a mention of what is happening. They are shaking each other's hands also from the bab, tafa'ala. In line 10, Ali says, Arju an tasmaha li bil insirafi fa'innani ash'uru bi ta'bin shadidin. Yani, I would like, I request, and tasmaha li, to give permission to me, bil insirafi, to go out, to leave the classroom, fa innani ash'uru bi ta'bin shadidin, because I am feeling, I am experiencing severe, yani, fatigue, severe tiredness. I am very, very tired. Here I just want to note, fa innani, yani, this is the particle inna, and its ism is ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, and it's separated from inna with noon al-wiqaya. And we said that with inna and anna and ka'anna, yani, inna wa anna wa ka'anna, and what other one? It's not later, it's not la'alla, lakinna, lakinna, na'am. With these four, inna wa anna wa lakinna, and ka'anna, the use of noon al-wiqaya to separate the particle from ya al-mutakallam is optional. You may use it or you may not use it. You can say inni, or as it is here, you can say innani. Yani, the second noon, the first noon is the particle inna, and the second noon is noon al-wiqaya, the protective noon. He said, arju an tasmaha li, I hope that you will request that you will give me permission to leave al-insiraf, because indeed I am feeling or experiencing severe tiredness or fatigue. In line 11, the teacher says, Iyaka an tatamarada ya aliyu. Yani, I warned you, beware of pretending to be sick, O Ali. And here we have tatamarada, yani, a mudari verb from the bab tafa'ala. And here we just want to note that we had, yani, the meaning here is beware, yani, of pretending, tatamarada, yani, pretending to be marid, O Ali. So tatamarada is from the bab tafa'ala, and also in the key in point 4 we mentioned that the waw is omitted if the thing being warned against in the tahdhir, in the warning, iyaka wal kadhib, for example, that waw, yani, is omitted if the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, as it is in this case, iyaka an tatamarada. This is the first type of masdar mu'awwal that we learned, yani, the particle an and a mudari verb. In line number 12, Ali says, A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-kadhibin. Yani, he responds to the teacher saying, I seek refuge in Allah from being that I be, yani, from the liars, al-kadhibin, and akuna min al-kadhibin. And here we want to note again that A'udhu billahi min an akuna min al-kadhibin is also permissible, but this preposition min that could be used here may be omitted if it's followed by a masdar mu'awwal. So, if the thing that he is seeking refuge from is a masdar mu'awwal, an akuna, then the min, the preposition that should normally go with a'udhu billahi min something, yani, the min may be omitted. It's optional. It may be omitted. Not like the waw in the tahdhir iyaka. That waw is omitted if the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal. In this case, the min may be omitted. It's optional to bring it or to leave it, as we discussed in point number 8, And we didn't discuss that this week, because that's from the first points that we covered previously. But in any case, if you go back to the English key point number 8, you'll find the point that the preposition may be omitted if it's followed by a masdar mu'awwal, as it is in this case, and akuna. A'udhu billahi and akuna, or a'udhu billahi min and akuna min al-kadhibin. Line number 13, the teacher says, idhab shafaq Allah, go and may Allah cure you or heal you, shafaq Allah. Then in line 14, Mas'ud says, ya ustadu, nushiku an natakharraja, nuridu an nata'allama tariqat al-bahthi an al-kalimati fil mu'jami. O teacher, we are about to graduate, an natakharraja, we're about to finish up here. Nuridu an nata'allama, we want to learn the tariqa, the method, the methodology, the way of al-bahth, searching for words, searching for a word in the mu'jam, in the dictionary. In line 16, the teacher says, "Inna hadhihi la fiqratun jayyidatun." In my book, it has jayyada, shadda with fatha. It should be jayyidatun, yani shadda on the ya with kasra. "Inna hadhihi la fiqratun jayyidatun." Sa'adau fi maktabi mu'jaman wa sayakunu fi mutanawali aydikum insha'Allah. He said, indeed, this is a yani fikra jayida, a good idea, very good idea. And I will place, sa'adau from waba'a, I will place in my office mu'jaman, a dictionary, wa sayakunu, and it will be fi mutanawali aydikum, yani in the reach of your hands, yani it will be something that you will have access to. Yani mutanawal is ism makan, yani from tanawala, yani ism makan and zaman and ism maf'ul are all on the same pattern with fatha on the next to the last radical, as opposed to kasra, which would be ism fa'il. Mutanawil is the ism fa'il, mutanawal is the ism maf'ul or zaman or makan. In this case, it's ism makan. It will be mutanawali, in the place where you can grab it, where you can take it, yani tanaw, where you can take it with your hands, insha'Allah. Okay, this is the end of the Arabic dialogue, and after this we'll go to the exercises, and we'll come back to this dialogue for the second exercise, but for now let's go to the first exercise on page 180. Let me look at the time. Okay, time is good. On page 180, top of the page, we have question number 1, Ajib. عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer concerning the following questions. So there are 5 questions here, or 5 sets of questions. Some of them are more than one question. 5 of them, 5 lines. The first question, عما يتساءل الطلاب. What is it that the students are asking one another about? يعني يتساءل الطلاب. Or yatasa'aluna, if you don't want to mention at-tullabu, yatasa'aluna an al-imtihani kayfa yakunu. They're asking about the imtihan, the examination, how is it going to be? Question number 2. Limadha tatha'aba? Limadha tatha'aba Abu Bakrin? Yani, why was Abu Bakr yawning? تثاءب أبو بكر لأنه تناول دواء بعد الفطور أو فطور ويبدو أنه منوم. يعني أبو بكر was yawning because he تناول دواء. He took some medication بعد الفطور after breakfast ويبدو أنه, and it appears as though that medication was منوم. Yani, sleep-inducing, causing him to be sleepy. Question number 3, which is composed of 2 questions. ماذا يقول عباس لحامد وماذا يقول حامد لعباس? Yani, what is Abbas saying to Hamid and what is Hamid saying to Abbas? Yani, what they're calling each other by these, yani, offensive names. يقول عباس لحامد يا أعور. Yani, Abbas is saying to Hamid, O one-eyed one. وَيَقُولُ حَامِدٌ لِعَبَّاسٍ Ya A'raj. Ya A'raju. And Hamid is saying to Abbas, O lame one. A'raj. Question number 4. Ma at-tanabuzu. What is at-tanabuz? Wa madha sammahu Allah? And what has Allah named at-tanabuz? Wa fi ayyi ayatin nahana Allahu anhu? Wa fi ayyi ayatin nahana Allahu anhu? And in which ayat did Allah prohibit us from this act of tanabuz? Yani, what is tanabuz? What has Allah called it? And in which ayat did Allah prohibit us from it? So three questions for question number 4. At-tanabuz, what is it? Huwa an yad'uwa ba'duna ba'dan bi laqabi as-su'in. Or bi laqabi as-su'i. Yani, at-tanabuz, it is that one of us calls another one of us with an evil, yani, nickname. With an evil name. Inappropriate name. وَقَدْ سَمَّاهُ اللَّهُ فُسُوقًا. And Allah has named it, called it fusuq, yani disobedience, evil, sinful. وَنَهَانَا, He called it fusuqan. وَنَهَانَا anhu fi al-hujurat. And He has prohibited us from it in Surah al-Hujurat, where He said, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. 49th Surah, 11th Ayat. Question number 5, and this is the last question from exercise number 1. ما فقرة مسعود أقبل المدرس هذه الفقرة؟ يعني two parts to this question as well. What was the idea that مسعود had? يعني فقرة المسعود. What was مسعود's idea? And the second part of the question, أقبل المدرس, did the teacher accept هذه الفقرة? Did the teacher accept this فقرة, this idea? The first part of the question, or the first question of this exercise, this line number 5, فقرة مسعود أن يتعلم الطلبة طريقة أن يتعلم الطلبة طريقة البحث عن الكلمة في المعجم. يعني the idea of مسعود was that the students, الطلبة is the plural of الطالب, is the plural. يعني his idea was that the students learn طريقة البحث, يعني the way or the manner of searching or researching for a word in the dictionary. طريقة البحث عن الكلمة في المعجم. And the second part of the question, did the teacher accept this idea? قبل المدرس فكرته. Yani, the teacher accepted his idea. وَقَالَ إِنَّ هَذِهِ لَفِقْرَةٌ جَيِّدَةٌ. Indeed, this is a very good idea. Okay, going on to the second question. The second question on page 180. Second question is, مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْفِعْلِ الثُّلَاثِي الْمَزِيدِ بَابْ تَفَاعَلَ. Yani, from amongst the abwab of the ثلاثي مزيد verbs, yani the verbs that have originally 3 radicals, but they are increased letters to modify their meaning, ثلاثي مزيد. From the أبواب of the فعل ثلاثي المزيد is باب تفاعل, which is equivalent to an extra تاء being added to فاعل. Yani one of the babs that we had before, فاعل, adding an extra تاء to it gives us a new باب تفاعل. زيدت فيه تاء قبل الفاء وألف بعدها. So it has been increased by تاء before the فاء, يعني the فاء meaning the first radical. From the pattern of فاعل, فاء represents the first radical, عين represents the second radical, and لام represents the third radical. So the before the فاء, a تاء is added before the first radical, and ألف بعدها, and ألف added after the first radical, beginning the new form of tafa'ala. And from examples of this is ta'awana, to cooperate with one another, tashajara, to fight or quarrel or dispute with one another. And then the question, istakhrij min ad-dars al-af'ala al-waridata fihi min bab tafa'ala. Yani, extract from the lesson الأفعال الواردة, يعني the verbs that have been mentioned in it, in this درس, يعني in the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, من باب تفاعل, يعني the verbs that have been mentioned that are from the باب تفاعل. And that's why I said we're going to come back to the dialogue, but in order to save time, يعني I numbered the first page 1 through 16, every line having a number, and the second page 1 through 17, every line having a number, even if it only has one or two words, even if it's the continuation of a previous line. Alright, so I'm just going to refer to the lines where these verbs are found, and I already actually identified them as we were reading through it, but just to go through the exercise, yani the exercise says extract from the lesson the verbs that are mentioned in it from the bab tafa'ala. So on page 178, in the first line we have amma tatasa'aluna ya ikhwan. Tatasa'aluna is from bab tafa'ala, mudari verb. In the second line we have natasa'alu, which is also from bab tafa'ala. And in the fifth line we have raji'u ad-durus wa ta'awanu wa la tatakasalu. So we have ta'awanu and we have takasalu, both of them from bab tafa'ala. And then in the tenth line, yani that begins with bi anfusikum, and after a pause, ma laka tatatha'abu ya aba bakrin. What is with you with this yawning, O Abu Bakr? So we have tatatha'abu from bab tafa'ala. In the next line, line number 11, we have Abu Bakr saying tanawaltu dawa'an ba'd al-futur. Tanawaltu is a past tense verb from the bab tafa'ala. And then we have in line 14 Umar saying ya ustad inna hadhaini talibaini yatashajarani da'iman, yani that these two students are always arguing. Yatashajarani is a mudari verb from bab tafa'ala. As far as verbs, that's the end of the verbs on this page. Even though there's some other words that are derived from this bab, but not verbs. On the second page, 179, also I've numbered them, 1 through 17. Going to the third line, the teacher says, لا يجوز هذا يا أخوي أما سمعتما قوله تعالى في سورة الحجرات. يعني قوله تعالى, تعالى is from bab تفاعل. In the next line, line number 4, we have the ayat, ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. So تنابزوا is a verb. تنابزوا is a verb from the bab تفاعل. In the very next line, 5, بعضنا بعضا بلقب السوء لا ينبغي للمسلمين أن يتنابزوا. At the end of line 5, أن يتنابزوا from bab تفاعل. In line 6, we have the very next line, فقد نهانا الله تبارك وتعالى عنه. يعني تبارك وتعالى, both from the bab تفاعل. And then we go to line 9, the teacher says أود أن تتصافحا, and after a pause يتصافحاني, يعني both these words تتصافحا and يتصافحاني are verbs from the bab تفاعل. Two lines down, 11, the teacher says إياك أن تتمارض يا علي, يعني تتمارض is from bab تفاعل. And that's the end of the verbs as far as I can see from the bab tafa'ala in this dars. Okay, going on now to the next exercise, exercise number 3. Exercise number 3 on page 180. Ta'ammal al-mithal. Reflect, contemplate, examine carefully the example. They give us one example here, the first line. Ta'ammal al-mithal. Thumma hati al-mudari'a wal-amra wal-masdara من الأفعال الآتية, من الأفعال الآتية. يعني reflect on the example and then give the مضارع form and the فعل أمر form and the مصدر form from the following verbs. So they give us one example and then they give us a list of verbs, and they give us the past tense, we have to bring the present tense, the command form and the مصدر. So it requires three things. They give us the past, the ماضي, we have to bring the مضاري, the أمر, and the مصدر. Okay, so the first one is an example. And I didn't number these, but let me just number them right now. 5, 6. All right, just so I can keep track of where I'm at. And the first line is the example that says, تناولا, to take something. يعني to take something with your hand, or to take some medicine or whatever, or some food or drink. تناولا. Is the past tense. They gave us the present tense. Yatanawalu. The fi'l amra is formed by removing the prefix letter that would be added to it in the mudari form. Yani, of course, it's taken from the second person, so it's not taken from yatanawalu, but it's taken from tatanawalu. Get rid of the ta, the first ta, and make the last letter sakin with sukoon. So from tatanawalu, after the ta is removed and the dhamma is removed from the lam, you have tanawal. That's the fi'l amr form. And then the masdar is the same form, but the next to the last radical, the second radical, instead of fatah, takes dhamma. And of course, a masdar is a noun, so it also takes tanween. So tanawal becomes tanawul, tanawulun, the masdar, yani taking something. Okay, now line 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 is what we have to do as for this exercise. The first verb is ta'awana. That's the past tense form, to cooperate with one another. The mudari form, yata'awanu. The fi'l amra, ta'awan, with fatta on the waw and sukoon on the noon. Ta'awan, cooperate with one another. And the masdar, ta'awunun, yani cooperating with one another. Line 3, tasa'ala, to ask one another questions. That's the madi, the mudari, yatasa'alu. The amra, tasa'al, yani get rid of the harf mudari'a and make the last letter sakin. From tatasa'alu became tasa'al. The masdar is with dhamma, tasa'ulun, tasa'ulun. And this, yani, the second radical, the hamza, in this position in the word, should be written on top of the letter waw as a seat for hamza. Tasa, yani tasa'ulun, yani asking questions. Line number 4, and they're not numbered, I just numbered them myself. Tashajara means to fight or to quarrel or dispute with one another. Tashajara is the past tense. Yatashajaru is the present tense. Tashajar, with sukoon on the last radical, the ra, is the fi'l amra. And tashajurun, with dhamma on the next to the last radical instead of fatha, tashajurun is, yani, quarreling. The fifth line, tabaka. My book has tabaka ya. The ya shouldn't have a fatha. That ya is alif maksura. It's alif maksura. Tabaka. Yani, this is a naqis verb from the bab tafa'ala, means to pretend, to cry. Yani, one of the meanings of this bab tafa'ala is to, yani, to do, to two or more people doing the same act with each other. Yani, and the other meaning of it, another meaning of it, is to pretend something. Yani, to outwardly show something that is not, yani, the reality inwardly. So here the meaning of tabaka is to pretend to cry. A person acts like they're crying, although in reality there's nothing inside of them making them cry. That's the past tense, tabaka. The present tense, yatabaka, with alif maksura again. The fi'l amra is tabaka. And here, instead of the last radical taking sukoon, because this is a naqis verb, when it became majzoom in the amra form, instead of the last letter taking sukoon, as we saw in the other ones, tashajar and tasa'al and ta'awan and tanawal, the last radical, the weak letter, is deleted. Tabaka is the fi'l amr. Tabaka. As far as the masdar, then it's tabakin. Again, it's a ism mankus. So if it loses its ya or alif maksura, then it takes kasratain, and that doesn't mean that it's majroor, but that kasratain is iwadan, is in place of the letter that is deleted. Yani in the masdar, if it has alif lam, then we will see the final letter, and if it doesn't have alif lam, it loses the final letter, so it became the masdar tabakin, crying, or pretending to cry. With alif lam, it is at-tabaki. Yani the letter comes back with alif lam, that ya, that is deleted in tabakin. The asl of this masdar, yani from tabaka, should have been tabakuyun. Yani dhamma on the next to the last radical and tanween on the last radical. Tabakuyun. So that ya remains if you have alif lam, But the Dhamma on the calf, because it's followed by Ya, is changed to a Kesra. Tabaki, a Tabaki. If it doesn't have Alif Lam, it loses that Ya on the end, and it just becomes Tabakin. Okay, and this is something that we studied in level 3. Yani the Fi'l Naqis and the Ism Manqus and the rules concerning it. Okay, the last line, Ta'ama, means to pretend to be blind. That's the past tense, Ta'ama, with Alif Maksura. And the Mudari form, Yata'ama, with Alif Maksura again. And the Fi'l Amr, Ta'ama. Yani again, because it's a Naqis verb, yani in the Amr form, when it's Majzoom, instead of changing the last vowel to sukun, the last radical, the weak letter, is deleted. So the Alif Maksura is deleted from here. Ta'ama, without elongation. That's the Fi'l Amr, just like Tabaka on the previous example. And the Masdar is like the previous example. Yani, it should have been from Ta'ama, Ta'amuyun. Ta'amuyun, but the Dhamma, if it's followed by Ya, is changed to Kesra, so it became At-ta'ami, if it has Alif Lam, and Ta'amin, with the Ya being deleted, if it doesn't have Alif Lam. And again, this is something that we studied in level 3, long time ago. Okay, the next exercise, let me just take a look at our time here. We good? The next exercise number 4 on the bottom of page 180. Exercise number 4 on the bottom of page 180. Hati أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية. Give the ism fa'ils. يعني أسماء الفاعلين. يعني the ism fa'il, plural for ism fa'il. يعني the form of the noun that represents the doer of the action of the verb. The ism fa'il, the one who's doing the action. From the following verbs. And we said that the ism fa'il, in this bab as in previous babs, the ism fa'il, the next to the last radical, takes kesra, as opposed to the ism maf'ul, the next to the last radical takes fatha. And the ism maf'ul is the same as the ism makan and zaman. So the ism fa'il comes from the mudari verb, where you change the mudari'a letter from ya to mu. And then the next to the last radical takes kesra for ism fa'il and fatha for ism maf'ul. So here we have tafa'ala, yani being optimistic, and the mudari is yatafa'alu. So the ism maf'ul is changing the ya, the mudari'a letter, yatafa'alu, to mutafa, and the vowel changes to kasra for fa'il, remains fatha for maf'ul. So the way we change the way we derive the ism fa'il is just by changing the mudari'a, the harf mudari'a, from ya to mu, yani the one who's doing that action. And the vowel, if it's ism fa'il, is next to the last vowel is kasra. If it's ism maf'ul, it's fatha. So from yatafa'alu, we get mutafa'ilun, one who is optimistic. From tasha'ama, yatasha'amu, yani from the mudari verb, yatasha'amu, we get ya mu. Mutasha'imun, yani one who is pessimistic, a pessimist, yani one who doesn't have much hope. Ta'awana, to cooperate with one another, the fi'l mudari is yata'awanu, and again the ism fa'il is derived from the mudari form by changing the harf mudara, the first prefix letter, changing it from ya to mu, and then yani the next to the last vowel is kasra for fa'il and fatha for maf'ul. Ism fa'il with kasra. So ta'awana, yata'awanu. Yata'awanu, muta'awinun. Yani one who is cooperating. Turning to the next page, page 181, exercise number 5. Okay, exercise number 5. It says, min ma'ani bab tafa'ala al-musharakatu. Yani from the meanings of the bab tafa'ala is al-musharaka, yani that people are sharing in the action mutually between them, two or more people. For example, ta'awana at-tullabu, the students cooperated with one another. تصافحَ النَّاسُ. The people shook hands with one another. This is one of the meanings. وَمِنْهَا, another of the meanings of the باب تفعل is إظهارُ مَا لَيْسَ فِي الْبَاطِنِ. يعني showing, giving the appearance of what is not, يعني inside. يعني a false appearance, pretending something. For example, تَمَارَضَ الطَّالِبُ. The student pretended to be sick. A, أظهر المرض. He showed sickness, يعني the appearance of sickness. وليس به مرض, even though there's no sickness in him. يعني he's not sick, but he just gives the appearance of sickness. Okay, then it says, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Reflect upon the following examples. يعني reflect upon them, contemplate them, examine them carefully. لباب تفاعل, for the باب تفاعل. وأين فيها الماضية والمضارع والأمر والمصدر واسم الفاعل واسمي المكان والزمان. يعني reflect on the following examples for باب تفاعل. And then, so they gave us 10 examples, 10 sentences. Look at these 10 sentences. وأين فيها الماضي, and identify in these any examples from the باب تفاعل of past tense, present tense, command form, مصدر, infinitive, or the اسم فاعل, the doer of the action, the noun that represents the doer of the action of the verb, or the two nouns for اسمي, مكان, and زمان. اسم مكان and اسم زمان. So any of these 8 things that we looked at in the beginning of the lesson in the English key, any past tense, present tense, command form, مصدر, اسم فاعل, and اسم مكان and زمان. What's left out here is اسم مفعول. نعم. So all of these things, any derivatives from the باب تفاعل that we find in these 10 sentences, identify them. The first sentence, قال تبارك وتعالى. تبارك وتعالى, both of them are verbs from the باب تفاعل past tense. قال تبارك وتعالى عما يتساءلون, and this may be what is intended here. يتساءلون مضارع form from باب تفاعل. عن النبأ العظيم, يعني Allah the Blessed and the Most High said, عما يتساءلون, what are they asking each other about? عن النبأ العظيم, they are asking each other about the great news, يعني the resurrection. Surah An-Naba, 78th surah, 1st and 2nd ayat. Sentence number 2, قال لي الطبيب, the doctor said to me, تناول, this is the fi'l amr from باب تفاعل, تناول كرسيني من هذا الدواء بعد الغداء. Take, تناول, take 2 pills from this medicine after lunch. The word here is تناول, fi'l amr from باب تفاعل. Number 3, قال الطبيب لأحمد, the doctor said to Ahmed, ما أنت مريضا, you are not sick, إنما أنت متمارض, you are not sick, rather you are only pretending to be sick. So here we have the derivative, the ism فاعل, متمارض, from the باب تفاعل. Number 4, لا يجوز التنابز بالألقاب, it is not permissible to insult one another with evil nicknames. Here we have تنابز, which is the مصدر from the باب تفاعل, يعني تنابز. Number 5, أتبكي أم تتباكى يا ولد, يعني O ولد, O child, are you crying or are you pretending to be crying? Here تتباكى, يعني is from the باب تفاعل, يعني فعل مضارع. Number 6, ما ينبغي, ما ينبغي تناول, this is the word تناول, which is a مصدر from تناول باب تفاعل. ما ينبغي تناول الأدوية, it is not befitting, proper, that you take, تناول الأدوية, medications, بغير مشورة الطبيب, without consulting the doctor. Number 7, تناوم, يعني this is the word that we're looking for, the فعل, it's a past tense verb from باب تفاعل. تناوم الجاسوس وسمع كلام الناس, the جاسوس, the spy, pretended to be sleeping, تناوم, and he heard the speech of the people. Number 8, تشاجر هؤلاء وتضاربوا, يعني the هؤلاء, these people, they تشاجر, they were disputing and arguing, وتضاربا, and then they came to blows, يعني they began to fight, to strike one another, to hit one another. So we have 2 words here from the باب تفاعل, تشاجر and تضاربوا. Number 9, ذاك الرجل ليس بأعمار. بأعمى. يعني that man is not blind. إنما يتعامى حتى يتصدق عليه الناس. يعني that man is not blind. إنما يتعامى. He is only pretending to be blind. حتى so that يتصدق عليه الناس. The people will give charity to him. The word that we're looking for here is يتعامى فعل مضارع from باب تفاعل. And the last sentence يجب أن لا تترك. In my book it has تترك. It should be تترك منصوب because of the particle N. يجب أن لا تترك الأدوية أن تترك نعم الأدوية في متناول أيدي الأطفال. يعني it is obligatory أن لا تترك. يعني that الأدوية should not be left في متناول in the reach of the AD, the hands of al-atfal, of children. So the word that we're looking for here is mutanawal, which is ism makan. Yani with factor on the next to the last radical, the same form as the ism zaman and ism yani maful. And this is the end of these series of sentences from exercise number 5. Now we go to the last line of page 181. Exercise number 6, يَجُوزُ حَذْفُ إِحْدَى التَّائِينِ. And it is permissible to omit or to delete one of the two tas. مِنْ تَتَفَاعَلُ تَتَفَاعَلُ. يعني from the bab تَفَاعَلَ, if the prefixed harf mudara is a ta, bringing about two back-to-back tas, then it's permissible, يَجُوزُ, to حَذْف, يعني to remove or to delete, to omit one of the two tas, كَمَا فِي الْأَمْثِلَةِ الْآتِيَةِ, as in the following examples. And they give us three examples here. On the top of page 182, number 1, the ayah from the Qur'an, from Surah Al-Hujurat. From Surah Al-Hujurat 49:11, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, and do not insult one another with evil nicknames. Here it says, تَنَابَزُوا أَصْلُهُ تَتَنَابَزُوا. Yani originally it should have been أَنْتُمْ يعني لَا تَتَنَابَزُوا. But it's permissible to delete one of those two tags, especially in literary or in literature, yani in literary material. So the one ta has been deleted and that is permissible. تَنَابَزُوا originally is تَتَنَابَزُوا. The second example they gave us from Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 2nd Ayat, تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ على الإثم والعدوان. يعني تعاونوا, cooperate with one another, على البر والتقوى, on piety and righteousness. ولا تعاونوا, and do not cooperate with one another, على الإثم والعدوان, on sin and transgression. Here, ولا تعاونوا أصله, originally لا تعاونوا is لا تتعاونوا, but one of the tas is permissible to be deleted. And the third example they gave us from Surah Al-Hujurat again, 49th Surah, 13th Ayat, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا, and we have made you into nations and tribes, لِتَعَارَفُوا, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you may know one another. لِتَعَارَفُوا أَصْلُهُ, its original form should have been لِتَتَعَارَفُوا, but here it's permissible for one of the two tas in this form of this bab tafa'ala to be deleted. The last exercise that we have for today in the few remaining minutes is exercise number 7. And as I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the session, the remaining exercises of this lesson from 8 until the end are what we're going to be having for homework this week. And we'll go over those exercises in the next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So in case I don't send out the homework assignment immediately, know that the homework assignment is to complete the remaining exercises. Review, and I think for next week we'll review quickly a summary of the whole English key, and then we'll start with exercise number 8 to the end. So the homework is going to be review the English key, the whole of it, and then do the exercises from 8 to 10. 7 is the next last exercise we're going to do today. On the page 182, exercise number 7, لَيْتَنَا اِجْتَهَدْنَا, oh would that we had worked hard, made ijtihad. any the whole of the year like we're doing now at the end of the term. Later, min akhawat inna, is from the sisters of inna. Watufidu atamanni, and the benefit, the meaning that comes from it, that is that it intends, is atamanni. And what is tamanni? Huwa talabu ma la tama'a fihi. Yani seeking, desiring that which la tama'a fihi, there's no hope for it. Yani wishing for something that you just can't get. Aw ma fihi usrun, or that which it's not impossible to get, but it's going to be very, very difficult. Yani it's either impossible or nearly impossible. Yani atamanni tufidu atamanni wa huwa talab ma la tama'a fihi. There's no hope for it, or ma fi usrun, or that which is going to be extremely difficult. Examples of this, and they give us five, and then we have an exercise with six sentences. So the examples are, number one, later ash-shababa ya'udu. Oh, would that youth would return. I wish that I was young again. Number two, later ummi lam talidni. Oh, would that my mother had not given birth to me. Yani, I wish that I wasn't born. Number three, laytani ta'irun atiru fil jawi. Oh, would that I were a bird flying in the air. Here note that laytani, yani, the ism of layta is ya'al mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun form. And we see that, yani, it has the compulsory use of noon al-wiqaya. Yani, it is said that, as we read earlier today in this session, that later is compulsory to be used, yani if its ism is ya'al mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun form, if its ism is ya'al mutakallam, it's compulsory to use noon al-wiqaya. In fact, yani there are rare cases of it being used without noon al-wiqaya, but that's the general rule. Number four, later li malyuna dolarin. Oh, would that I had $1 million. Yani I wish I had $1 million. Number five, sayaqulu al-kafiru yawm al-qiyamati. Yani the disbeliever will say on the day of resurrection, ya laytani kuntu turaba. Oh, would that I were just dust. Here again we see that the vocative ya, yani an-nida, is prefixed to later, and it sometimes comes like that, not all the time, but sometimes. Ya laytani, and again here we see that the ism of later is the first person singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, and it's separated from later with the protective noon al-wiqaya. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. After these five examples, it says adkhil later ala al-jumali al-atiyati, yani use later with the following sentence. Adkhil, yani enter later upon the following sentences. And they are six. Number one, Hamidun hayyun. Hamid is living. Yani would that Hamid was living. I wish that Hamid was living. Later, Hamidan hayyun. And here I want to note, just as a reminder, that later being from the akhawatu inna, it is used with a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence, mubtada and khabar. And the mubtada becomes ism laita, mansoob with fatta, and the khabar becomes khabaru laita and remains marfu'un with dhamma. So from the action of inna wa akhawatuha is that it makes its ism mansoob in the same way that a verb makes its maf'ulun bi mansoob. And that's the resemblance between inna wa akhawatuha. Yani that's why they call al-ahruf al-mushabbahatu bil-fi'l, because they resemble the fi'l in that they also have a noun, the ism of layta or inna wa akhawatuha, that becomes mansub by inna, and similarly they also have meanings of verbs. Yani I wish that, for example, layta hamidan hayyun, I wish that Hamid was living. Number two, utlatu al-sayfi, and my book it has shed on the ya with the fatta. It should be sukoon on the ya. Utlatu al-sayfi. Utlatu al-sayfi la tantahi. The summer vacation will not end. With later, later utlata al-sayfi la tantahi. I wish I wish, would that the summer vacation would never end. Note that the ism of later is mansub with fatta, as in the previous example, later hamidan. Number three, nahnu atfalun, we are children. Would that we were children. Laytana atfalun. The ism of later is a pronoun, so we don't say it's mansub, we say it's mabniun, in the place where it should be mansub. Yani ismu later is the pronoun, na, and we say that it is, yani mabniun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub as ism later. And atfalun is khabaru later, marfuun with dhamma. Number four, ana shabun, with shadda on the ba, I am a young man, with later, laytani shabun. Would that I were a young man. I wish that I were a young man. And again, we see here, yani, that the ism of later is the pronoun, ya al-mutakallam. So we say it is, yani, ism later, mabniyun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. And shabun is the khabaru later, laysa marfuun with dhamma. And also we have noon al-wiqaya here. And it is said that it is compulsory to use it with later, although there are rare cases of it, but that's the general rule. Number five, li janahan, I have two wings. With later, later li janahaini, would that I had two wings. I wish that I had two wings. Here we see that janahaini is mansub. The sign that it's mansub is ya, because it's a muthanna. And the reason why it's mansub is because it's the ism of later, even though it's not coming immediately after later. And that's because yani janahain is a yani originally in the original sentence, it's the mubtada. Li janahani, it's the mubtada marfu'un wa alamatu rafihi alif, because it's muthanna. And it is mubtada mu'akhar, because it's indefinite nakira, and its khabar is the shibba jumla. Yani ja wal majroor li. So when the yani mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibba jumla, it's mandatory in the jumla ismiya that the order be reversed. So we have here janahaini as the mubtada mu'akhar marfu'un wa lamatu rafihi alif, because it's muthanna. So in any case, here after later, janahaini being the ism of later, even though it's coming second, laterly janahaini, it's mansub. And the sign of it being mansub is ya, because it's a muthanna. The last sentence is an-nujumu fi mutanawali aydina. The stars are in the reach of our hands. After later, later an-nujuma with fatta fi mutanawali aydina. Would that the stars be in the reach of our hands. I wish that the stars were in reach of our hands. Yani mutanawal is a ism makan, yani the place where a person can reach with their hands. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. Exercise number 7. For homework to next week, inshallah, we're going to start with a short, quick summary of the entire English key, all of the points 1 through 10, and also the al-ahruf al-mutashabiha bil-fi'l. And then we're going to start, yani, the exercises, the new exercises from number 8. I hope we can complete all of that next week. We'll see, inshallah. And the exercises go from number 8 up until number 14 on page 185. And then there's Arabic explanation of the particles that resemble the verb, two pages 186 and 187. All of that is for homework. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for me and for each of you that He grant us success in doing that which is pleasing to Him, that we do it sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it in accordance with the sunnah, authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah recognize, record, and reward our good deeds and multiply them, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant full and complete recovery for to those of us, amongst us who are sick. And may He shower His mercy upon those who have passed away. And that He fill their graves with light and make them spacious. And protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen.